Today we're going to talk about the problem with the chair and the screen habit. Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa West and welcome to Living Your Yoga. Make sure you stay tuned all the way to the end because I'm going to tell you where you can go to get a PDF of 3 easy steps on how to take breaks from the chair and the screen habit. We live in a world where we spend too much time sitting, specifically sitting in chairs at computers. And we do it in a way where our spine rounds into a C curve, causing lumbar spine curve outwards against our natural inward curves. And over time, we get herniation in our cervical and lumbar spines. When you sit at a computer, your head reaches forward, causing your shoulders and neck and your wrists and hands to be in pain, and also you get headaches. Sitting in chairs for long periods of time can cause joint problems in your lower body as well, from arthritis in your hips and knees to tendonitis and bursitis to lower back problems such as sciatica. And researchers have recently discovered that sitting time itself is a risk factor for cardiovascular disease, even for those people who exercise regularly. In addition, our arms spend a lot of time immobilized by the sides of our bodies, with our wrists flexed and our fingers bent as we text, mouse, and keyboard. Not only that, but your feet are probably immobilized by shoes and socks, and that presses your toes together, shortening your calves. And your feet, your shoes have heels, even if you wear flat shoes like me, even this flat shoe has a little heel on it. So your toes grip flip-flops and slide-on shoes, and that also causes hammer toes. So finally, we also live in a culture of too much stimulation, from overstimulation in social media, too much information, overextending ourselves from doing too much, stress of driving and commuting, constant noise, and excessive light, which leads to anxiety and stress and insomnia. But because we spend so much time sitting with our heads in front of screens, our bodies get stuck in this kind of square root position. If you can imagine that kind of square root position, with our heads jutting forward and our nervous system all jacked up from all that information coming in all the time. Well, yoga can help us calm our nervous system and gently begin to move our bodies again so that our arms aren't stuck at our sides of our bodies and our wrists and fingers flexed and our hips and knees flexed. By doing so, we begin to slowly open up the possibility of being able to take positions other than that square root position, being off our chairs, such as standing, and also being able to gain some self-reliance sitting on the floor. So today I'm going to show you some gentle movement for your wrists and fingers that will help to move them out of their constantly held texting and keyboarding position. So we're going to start by just circling your wrists. You can do this with your fingers closed, but also with your fingers extended. Try them both ways. You're going to point and extend your fingers, and also do this with your wrists. You can rotate your wrists. And then you can also just do each finger on each hand, and you can use your opposite hand to do this. Your fingers will be really tight, so do this gently. You want to come to an appropriate edge with these. You don't have to overdo it. So if you'd like more support in being able to help prepare your body to move your arms away from the side of your body from texting and keyboarding, and if you'd like more help with core support, hip, knee, ankle mobility to be able to move free from chairs, then I recommend our brand new Benefits of Tortoise Pose class in our membership community. In the Benefits of Tortoise Pose class, we'll move your hips, shoulders, spine, and feet through a full range of motion into tortoise pose. And you'll get to take a break from the chair habit and try different sitting positions on the ground to find stability and mobility of your own body and self-reliance. Tortoise pose will help you to move inwards to slow your mind, calm your body, and ease anxiety and stress. So you can click below to become a member today. So today we talked a lot about the physical, mental, and emotional detriment of spending too much time in front of screens, sitting on chairs. So if you'd like 3 steps for taking easy breaks from the screen and chair habit, then you can click on the screen or in our show notes, and I will send you a PDF of 3 quick steps for taking breaks from the screen and chair habit. I'd love to hear from you. Leave your comments and questions below, and we always respond to people who leave our comments. Namaste.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.